Shoo-wise here.
Doobie-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doobie-doo-wop.
We're hearts for entertaining.
Doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doobie-doo-wop.
We stood beneath the lamp and moon.
Doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doobie-doo-wop.
And softly murmured Sunday soon.
Doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop,
we care.
I'm certain of return.
Doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop,
doobie-doo-wop. I will
doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop,
to own
Brazil.
Brazil.
Baby Brazil.
Doobie-doo-wop,
The post-initial radio obituary is for George Hahn, the German organ builder. It's true. I don't really know what else to say. He ran a company under his own name where he built organs. Very impressive stuff. He just passed away at... Let's see here. Oh, let's do some math. 85? Something like that. Anyway, I'm not doing a very good job on this one. So let's just jump right into the radio obituary, the post-initial radio obituary for George Hahn right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My wife took a job with a piano company downtown, and we took a notion to get an electronic organ. So we got a discount because she worked there, and we had a little theater organ sent out. It was a small organ, one of those horseshoe-shaped organs. It had the foot pedals, but it didn't have too many. I don't know enough about music to talk about it, but there was a few pedals down there, not too many. She took 5 or 6 lessons, just enough to get her started. She would come home and tell me what she learned. Well, I got ahead of her. I had sort of a natural rhythm, but it wasn't enough to make me get into music. But anyway, we started practicing on that organ, and I told my wife, I said, "This practicing is work. When I get to the place where I can play 12 pieces, that's as far as I'm going to go." I got close to that, but I never could remember it, and I couldn't read it much either. Anyway, I could make a little sound, and you could tell about what it was, and she did the same thing, except I could use the foot pedals. She never could get to the place where she could use her feet. With her hand on the upper manual and one on the lower manual and her foot on the pedals too, it was all too much for her to do at the same time.
Party, there's always a smarty who likes to show off in some way. Some folks desire to sit by the fire while others with music they play. One night in November, I'll never forget, I was invited to play at a dance. I brought my music and instrument, but I wasn't given a chance. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a song we can sing, but somehow I don't think that they noticed the thing. And it was such a big organ, too, stood about that high. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. They let Mrs. Wither play on her zither, and somebody else did a dance. I saw Miss Maraca shaking her kanakas, but I wasn't given a chance. A fellow named Teal made a noise like a seal. I said, this guy must be in a rut. While Mrs. O'Dooley played I Love You Truly, for an encore she sang Kelsey's Nuts. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. I felt so ashamed at not striking a note that I tried to hide the old thing under my coat. And I couldn't make it. It was such a big organ, stood about that high. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. I felt so embarrassed when I heard someone say, I wonder if that broken down organ can play. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. Not even the maid, nobody asked me to play. Not even the hostess, nobody asked me to play.
The next radio obituary is for Jacqueline Steiner, the American folk singer, songwriter, and social activist known for having written the lyrics to the song MTA about a man stuck on the Boston subway because he could not pay the exit fare. She just passed away at 94. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Jacqueline Steiner, and I'm not afraid to play the hit right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
He may ride
forever neath the
streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Take it down. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Molly.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
When you think about the fact that everything comes around, they're talking about free fares. Well, very few people are talking about implementing free fares for the MBTA now. Just saying. The MBTA is talking about more fare, but whatever. We're not gonna get into that because we have the next radio obituary to get to for Ted McKenna, the Scottish drummer. He played with sensational Alex Harvey Band, Roy Gallagher, and he got quite a few people, I do believe. He just passed away at 68. It's the next radio obituary, speaking of Roy Gallagher, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Machine and I'm on my way. Oh, let the burning fever woke me up.
The cleanup radio obituary is for George G.K. Klein. G.K. in quotation marks. He was an American disc jockey and television host. He had met Elvis in the eighth grade in North Memphis, and they remained friends until Elvis's death. But he ended up sticking around with Elvis all those years. He was a member of the famed Memphis Mafia and also appeared in cameo roles in 8 Elvis movies. George Klein just passed away at 83. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We take you now to the Municipal Airport in Memphis, Tennessee, where rock and roll singer Jerry Lee Lewis and his new bride have just arrived from a tour of the British Isles. Our on-the-spot announcer has just notified us that Mr. Lewis has consented to an interview. Come in, Edward R. Edward.
This is Edward R. Edward at the Municipal Airport in Memphis, Tennessee. Mr. Lewis, I'd like to ask you this question. How do you feel about being back home?
Feels good.
Well, Jerry, what did you say when the news of your marriage broke over in London?
The news is out. All over town.
Well, how did you manage to get your marriage license with your wife being so young?
I told a little lie.
Well, Jerry Lee, where did you meet your charming wife?
Bumping into high school hall.
How did you propose to your wife?
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me, that's a knockin'.
Mr. Lewis, I see you have your attractive bride with you. Would you like to tell the audience something about her?
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about the whole situation?
I'm feeling sorry.
Jerry, this question, do you think women find you attractive?
Well, I ain't bragging. It's understood.
What did you say when the London critics voiced their opinion of your show?
I know that I should leave.
Well, Jerry, here's a question rather important to our audience. Were the conservative Britons very shaken over your behavior?
Whole lot of shaking going on.
What did Queen Elizabeth say about you?
Mr. Ray, balls of fire.
Well, Jerry, what was your reply to the London critics?
Don't be rude.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lee's manager has just stepped off the plane. Let's see if he'll make a statement. Say, sir, could you come over to our microphone? Say, sir, yeah, thank you. How do you feel about the publicity Jerry Lee has been getting?
Now, blue, ain't the word far away that I feel.
Well, Jerry, we'd like to wind up our little interview here, and we'd say thanks to you for taking your time. And one more final question, though. How has the whole situation left you, Jerry Lee Lewis, feeling?
Breathless.
Let me tell you, I'm a real cool lad. And this crazy, crazy chick to my bed. I looked her over and then I could see. This here a chick had her eye on me. I wanna make, baby, wanna make sweet love to you. We sat down and she gave me a smile. Come on over, we're gonna talk a while. We're gonna talk about you, we're gonna talk about me. Talk about love, oh baby, can't you see? I wanna make, baby, wanna make sweet love to you. Yeah, I pulled her close and then we started to dance. This was a perfect night for making romance. I started shaking as she whispered to me, come on baby and love me tenderly. I wanna make, baby wanna make sweet love to you. Make me feel so fine. I wanna make, baby, wanna make sweet love to you. Love me, baby, now don't be tame.
baby, this was meant to be. I want to make, baby, want to make sweet love to you. I want to make, baby, want to make sweet love to you. Yeah. I want to make, baby, want to make sweet love to you.
Guess what? That last radio obituary was the weasel. I called two cleanups in a row. Nobody said a word. You're all so very nice to me. Anyway, so George Klein, that was the weasel. Now it's on to the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Artie Wayne, the American record producer, music publisher, songwriter, and singer. His first big hit was in 1963 when he co-wrote Joey Powers' Midnight Mary. He had over 250 covers of his compositions recorded by all kinds of people. Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, Tony Orlando, The Temptations. It's a big list. It's 250, you know, songs. What do you want? Artie Wayne just passed away at 77. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You don't want the kind of guy who lives by rules and wears a tie, because that ain't where it's at. It's a drag to live like that. From 9 to 5, you call that being alive? Society's got him uptight, and they all say he's Mr. Right, but you're afraid to use your mind. Well, just compare us and you'll find blood. So I give your love to automated happiness. He's carbon copy world. Automated. Let it find some cold push button girl. All his books on etiquette, on how to join the upper set, won't warm you when the nights are cold. A substitute, a hand to hold. At a time like this, hey, you gon' miss a girl. So take your $100 suits and trade them for some riding boots, cause on my bike there's room for two. We do just what we wanna do. So who's it gonna be? Are you gonna choose me or automated? Happy end, it's carbon copy world.
Stones would gather moss, bathe in twine away. world star. Woo!
Radio obituary is for Jackie Shane, the American soul and R&B singer, most prominent in the local music scene of Toronto in Ontario, Canada in the 1960s, but considered to be a pioneer transgender performer and a contributor to the Toronto sound, best known for the single Any Other Way, which was a regional top 10 hit in Toronto in 1962 and came back as a modest national hit in 67. Jackie Shane just passed away at 78. It's the Ant Penultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
People talking, trying to break us up. Why can't they let us be? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but that talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to break us up when they know that I love you so. That I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. Stop being abused. Deep down in my heart, I've been abused. I'm in abuse and I've been scarred. People talking, trying to break us up. I said they scandalizing my name. Shiny thing just to make me feel bad and anything to make me shame.
Mm-hmm. never let you go. Said, I know, yes, I know. Every day, baby, just a little bit more. Come on, baby, I wanna tell you about it. I just gotta tell you about it. Baby, baby, guess what I wanna say? I wanna say that I love you. Baby, I love you. Deep down in my heart, I ain't nothing but a fool for you. Come on, baby, come on, baby.
Hitchhikers, the hitchhikers we have. Rolly Simmons on guitar. What do you say, Rolly Simmons? We have Ralph Blair on the bass. We have Wally Blair on tenor sax. We have Jimmy Butler on the drums. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us also King Herbert on tenor saxophone. We also have Curly at the organ. Yours truly, Frank Madlin. It's just about that time for the star of our review, ladies and gentlemen. Lil Jackie Shane. What do you say, Lil Jackie Shane?
Thank you so much. Thank you. We hope you are enjoying yourselves, and just to get things underway once more, want to do a little thing called high heel sneakers.
The penultimate radio obituary is for André Previn, the German-born American composer, arranger, pianist, and conductor. He started by arranging and composing Hollywood film scores for MGM and went on to be involved in the music for over 50 films in his entire career. He also worked with any number of jazz and pop luminaries and not so luminaries. André Previn just passed away at 89. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, with one of those tunes.
Smoke dreams. that is gone, gone with the wind.
A one and then a go, go, go. So leave your old routine and make the scene. Baby, come swing with me. The swinger only lives the good life that kind of comes to very few. Well, and if a swinger hasn't done it, it's 'cause it's too much trouble to do. Verified circumstance tends to say the swinger was a one and then a yeah, yeah, yeah. If I can be your guest, I'll do the rest. Baby, let me swing with you. Come on along, let's put the world on. Come on along, let's make it move. Come on along, baby, get rid of, forget that old conventional groove. You're going to see the way it's happening and where the action's gonna be. Well, and if there is a good thing, shame, you're gonna find it natural. Experience shows you how the swinger was a one and then a what we want. So leave your old routine and make the scene. Baby, come and swing with me. Now, baby, come and swing with me. Now, baby, come and swing with me.
Coffee time, my dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's listen to some jazz and rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Let me show a little coffee house I know, where all the new bohemians go to have a cup of coffee. Greeting time, the music box is beating time. It's good old-fashioned meeting time, so grab a chair and dig me there. For that's just the place that I'm at, coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee.
Just you and nobody else but you. Oh,
I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, but up, beat up, beat up, beat up, boop, boop, ba doo.
Why am I feeling so good? Why am I feeling so strong? Why am I feeling when things could look black, that nothing could possibly go wrong? This has been a most unusual day. Love has made me see things in a different way.
Wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank and nearly wraps up the radio obituaries. We still have one more to go, but I did want to remind you very quickly that I'll be out for the next 2 weeks, but don't fret. You'll have Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine filling in next week, which will be very fun. And I can easily say the same for the following week with DJ Ryan D from Music Savage. I'll be excited to hear the programs when I come back. I always am. Always. So, be sure to be here. Hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And let's get to the ultimate radio obituary tonight for Jim Donlap Sr. He was an influential guitar gear innovator, founder of the Dunlop Guitar Company. Or I don't think it's Dunlop Guitar Company. But anyway, Dunlop Guitar Picks. You would know him from that. And the company was also the originator of the Crybaby Wah-Wah pedal. Jim Dunlop Sr. just passed away at 82. It's the ultimate radio obituary and the final song in tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford.